For this Thursday, March 5th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebman reporting. North Posey boys basketball won their first-round game in the Class 2A Sectional 48 last night versus Perry Central, 50-44. The Vikings are 8-15 and advance to the semifinals against Modern Day on Friday evening. They are the second game of the night on Friday at Forest Park High School. The Mount Vernon Redevelopment Commission says its downtown facade grant program will continue in 2026. Since the program began back in 2017, the commission has awarded more than $187,000 in grants to commercial property owners in the downtown Mount Vernon TIF district. Those grants have helped property owners invest more than $450,000 in improvements to downtown buildings. The program offers matching grants covering up to 50% of facade improvement cost, with a maximum award of $12,500. Eligible projects include upgrades or replacement of windows and doors, masonry repairs, awnings, roofing, exterior painting, signage, and structural improvements. Commercial property owners within the downtown TIF district can apply for the 2026 grant program from March 1st through May 1st. Applications are available at the mayor's office inside City Hall at 520 Main Street in Mount Vernon, or online on the city's website, or by contacting a member of the Mount Vernon Redevelopment Commission. With spring right around the corner, the chances of severe weather start to increase, and Posey County Emergency Management says they are working to strengthen their emergency response efforts and ensure that they can offer shelter options during extreme conditions. They are seeking partnerships with local churches, faith-based organizations, community centers, and other facilities that may be willing to open their doors as temporary emergency shelters during severe weather events. These events can include heat advisories, storms, power outages, or come next winter with extreme cold. The team with Posey County Emergency Management says their team will assist with coordination and guidance to help make the process smooth and manageable. If your facility is interested, please call 812-838-1333 or email poseycounty.ema@poseycountyin.gov. The University of Southern Indiana has announced the headliner for its annual Spring Fest concert. Alternative pop duo The Driver Era will be performing at Liberty Arena at 8 o'clock on April 11th. Tickets are $30 for the public and free for USI students. The Driver Era is described as having alternative rock, funk, and R&B influences and blending them into a modern, genre-crossing sound. Officials say the concert, sponsored by USI Student Life Office, serves as the grand finale of Spring Fest, USI's annual four-day campus celebration. To purchase tickets, you can visit the USI Spring Fest ticketing webpage. Last night in men's college basketball, the Indiana Hoosiers won their final home game of the regular season versus Minnesota 77-47. Sam Alexis led the team with 23 points and 9 rebounds. The loss ended IU's four-game losing streak. The Hoosiers improved to 18-12 and 9-10 in the Big Ten. Indiana finishes the regular season on Saturday at Ohio State. 15th-ranked Purdue used a strong second half to escape on the road at Northwestern 70-66. The Boilermakers outscored the Wildcats 45-32 in the second half to erase a 9-point halftime deficit. C.J. Cox scored 27 points and Trey Kaufman-Wren had 11 points and 10 rebounds in the win. Purdue is 23-7 overall and 13-6 in the Big Ten. Their final regular season game is on Saturday at home with Wisconsin. Today in local college basketball, USI women's basketball plays at 3 o'clock in the OVC tournament at Ford Center in downtown Evansville. This is the first time that the Screaming Eagles are eligible for the NCAA tournament if they can win the OVC tournament. USI is the number 3 seed, and they play SAU Edwardsville today. Evansville men's basketball is over in St. Louis this evening for their first game in the MVC tournament at Enterprise Center. The Purple Aces are the number 11 seed, and they take on number 6 seed Northern Iowa at 8:30. That's news and sports for this Thursday, March 5th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at poseycountyradio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@poseycountyradio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebman. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.